Hey, remember to subscribe and follow my podcast so when I release a new episode, you get a notification. And follow me on Instagram. Yes, King Oliver. I am very active on there. Have a great day and enjoy the episode. So I meditate a lot, and I find that the more I meditate, the less my brain starts charging up with thoughts and voices. So voices are just neurons firing up and relaying sound off your eardrum. But the more I meditate, the more I don't have any voice at all. It's really amazing. Like, the more you do it, the more there's no voice. And if you don't meditate, voices, thoughts kick in and come from all directions. So it's not even that it's your own thoughts you're thinking about. If other people are thinking about you, it's going to become your thought. You have the ability to control what's coming in as well as what you're thinking about yourself. It's just an overall kind of filter of bullshit. It's like having an antivirus system on your computer. It's so good at picking up threats and Trojan horses that you can stop and filter shit coming in from other people, and you just become a fucking god.
It is. It's amazing. It's literally what you just said. It's a filter, because you have all of this energy coming in. You have all these thoughts, all these opinions of you, all these everything that's happened in the world. You've got negativity, you've got positivity. You just need that filter, that cover that's gonna say, okay, yes, this is allowed in, this isn't allowed in. If you don't, it just becomes extremely noisy. And I know that firsthand, like the noise that you can actually get in your brain from not meditating and not taking the time to just center yourself, it can lead to anxiety, it can lead to just so many things that are negative and negative states within you. And I know lately I've had to like really, really practice meditation because of certain things happening in my life and stuff. And a lot of noise I've had in my brain. And the days that I don't meditate, that noise is like, you know, pounding in your head. The days that you do meditate, you're able to control that and be like, actually, that opinion is not my opinion of myself. That's somebody else's opinion, or that's actually not a fact. This is the media saying this, or somebody else saying this. And you allow yourself to just filter out the negative and take in the pure positive thoughts, which actually is our natural state, is to be just pure love and just to be pure tuned into that source energy. And then when you meditate, I always find that it gives you the ability to actually look at any situation, no matter whether it's so-called bad or good, with like just a centeredness and with love. I think that's the most important thing, is just to be able to get yourself into a state where you can be constantly like leading with love, I think.
Yeah, so we have our own arpeggio scale in our own body, right? So our own piano with unlimited amount of octaves. You can either go up the keys on your own piano to as high as you want, to like the highest note, or you can go up lots of other people's piano. So I can go in your C, your mate's D, your mum's G, my nan's F, back to my friend's A, and you can go onto other people's piano to get the same sound. So that's the same as listening to the thoughts from other people versus the thoughts of your own, because it's all just sound and the brain absorbs it. It doesn't know what's whose is who. It's just sound and it puts it together itself. So that's why it's very important to meditate, so you can block out other thoughts, so you have that silence for yourself long enough that you can find what you want and filter out, okay, that's what my mum said, that's not for me, that's what my friend said, that's not for me. You need that silence long enough for your brain to realize, okay, I haven't got a piano right now because no one else is around me, I'm gonna have to go up my own piano. And then you start going up your own scales and working out shit. Like when I go on a midnight walk and I meditate, I could just be going on a midnight walk, meditating for ages, laying up at the stars on a bench for half an hour, and all of a sudden something will come to me at like the very last minute, and then I just suddenly go, and then that's what I know I have to execute tomorrow. But I needed that silence long enough for that energy note to come to me, because it's like we're in a house full of light, right? And when you walk in, that light affects you. That's other people's opinions and thoughts, so you can't control that. Meditating is like going out the house rather than trying to spend time telling everyone to turn the lights off. Like the light's always going to be on. Everywhere you go is going to be people, thoughts and opinions, influence, bosses, companies saying this, this and this. So you have to just leave the house.
Get away from the light. It's always going to be there. And in a way, it's kind of like what people usually say is like it's a radio, it's a frequency, because all of those notes, every single note within music actually is a frequency. It has its own hertz. So like 420 hertz, or 28, like just as an example, all of those, and they actually do certain things to our bodies and to our brains. And it's actually like proven, like medically as well, they use sound, they use light, and just having the awareness that, like what you said, is other people's thoughts are there, and just because they're not being said out loud doesn't necessarily mean you can't pick up on them, because those are frequencies and thoughts are frequencies, and therefore those frequencies are coming at you all the time. So you need to build your frequency so high through meditation, through breathing techniques. And once you climb up your ladder, or like you said, just keep going up there on the frequency ladder, then that becomes, you become more protected in your own frequency, because the higher the frequency, the less the negative frequencies, or the not negative, the lower frequencies can actually affect you. So I think just having that awareness that, you know, it is like music. It's like the notes. You're constantly going up and up and up that piano. And you just have to be so aware of your own energy and your own frequency that, you know, okay, I'm kind of slipping down a bit. Now it's time to meditate, tune in, and go up a bit, I think. But I just think the awareness of meditation is, it's kind of, I don't think enough people know about it. And I know it's coming into play more and within schools and stuff like that. But I feel like it should be like the main part of our day, the main part of a child's life, because there's lots of anger. Like, I've worked in classrooms before, and, you know, anxiety with kids as well, if they just had that time to just meditate and know themselves, because I find a lot of people are uncomfortable just being with their own silence. Like, I have friends, I know there's times where I've done it myself, where if there's silence and you feel the need to fill the space, you'll just grab your phone, you'll go do something instead of just sitting there and be like, okay, let me be with my thoughts right now. And I think that's so important, to just be like, okay, I'm with me and nothing else.
So when I was 21 and I was enlightened, and I removed everything in my room and I just had my bed, right? No TV, no radio, no phone, no nothing. I just had me, and I was forced to sit there in silence and just either think or just meditate. And the most amazing shit happened. And then I realized over the last, say, year or two, whatever, I constantly listened to the radio. I was just watching Netflix all day, just so my brain has something to do. And over the last month, I took the radio out of my room, and I've literally reduced my Netflix time by 80%, because I realized what I was doing back then when I was 21, which I was spending so much time with myself that I was wasting my energy every time I wasn't focusing my energy and attention on listening to something else, because it takes energy to listen as it does to speak. So by focusing on a fucking 8-hour Netflix series was tiring my brain, because you've got to follow the dialogue. That takes energy. So I learned I haven't got my powers, what I call, because I'm so focused on the radio all day or Netflix. I've cut that back dramatically, and it's coincided with this meditation that I used to do so much. Just when you want to do something, do nothing. You don't have to do something. And then it made me realize that years, like thousands of years ago, for example, cows and animals, they sit in a field, they've got fuck all to do. So they're just present. They're just doing the same thing, which is eating. They're literally the most present animals ever. They just eat. They don't have to migrate because they've got grass, right? So they're just still. There's no brain activity. But for example, a lion, it's thinking about the next mate, thinking about the next meal, thinking about being eaten by another thing, whatever. There's hyenas around, so his brain's active and his brain's stimulated. I'm looking at people these days, they're playing Xbox all the time, they're on the phones all the time, they're playing games, they're always having to see friends, they're always having to play sports, go to the gym. We're always doing something. And then I compared the two. What is my life like doing nothing in meditation? Bliss. But that's not how the world works. What is my life like when I'm always doing something, thinking of a new business idea, thinking of a new website? It's very stressful. So it's like, okay, well, I need to meditate to counteract it. Then I realized man has only evolved because of the brain activity stimulation, that it's done through non-stop thinking. So we're not really designed to do fuck all and meditate anymore like a monk, even though that is peaceful. We're designed to keep moving, otherwise dementia kicks in, which is our brain not working shit out. So you get dementia because your brain's not doing anything, because you're relying on your parents, your wife, your mother, your father, your teacher, fucking phone. It does the work for you. So we need to keep stimulated. So it's like, is there a balance between meditation and brain stimulation in this modern world where you need one without the other. But if you don't stimulate your brain is going to die because we've only got this far from constant stimulation. And it's like there's no right or wrong answer. You just have to go with feeling.
Yeah, well, I think that's the nature of humans. We're all, like you said, we're always constantly moving forward. And that is just how we are and how our brain is tuned to be, because we've got fight or flight. But then we also have this other part of our brain that allows us to go into like gamma and like build up on the kind of frequency waves and the different brain states. So I think it's finding that balance, is exactly what you said. You know, we need to start off our day or find the time, a particular time in the day where we say, okay, now I'm going to meditate and this is going to be how I start my day, how I end my day, like taking time for things like gratitude. Just even if your meditation is just sitting there for 5 minutes and breathing, it's better than not doing any at all. And I think that's so important, as you said, to counteract what else you're going to be doing throughout the day. For example, in London, you can get up in the morning, just get onto the tube, and already you're stressed, like just from the chaos. Whereas you get up and you meditate and you just like center your energy and be like, whew, you can feel a change already when you step out in there, because you're already calm within yourself and protecting your own energy. And that I think that really, really helps to stop that kind of chaotic thing going on throughout the day. Because once one thing happens, it's like a bit of a chain, it's like a knock-on effect. If a negative thing happens, then people are like, oh, today was a crap day, or then it just keeps getting worse and worse. Whereas you meditate and you keep that stillness in place, maybe at the start of your day, then that allows the rest of your day to be calm. But even more so, I think in general, we do need to take more time to be present. I feel like we're always doing stuff, which is great. Like I'm a big one for action taking, but I think we still need to be like, okay, for this, like the 2 hours before bed, I'm not going to touch my phone. I don't need to touch my phone. I don't need to see anybody outside of here. Because one of the things as well that I noticed as well is like, you know, when you're with your friends and like people are like, say you're out for dinner or something and people are on their phone texting another friend, it's just so, it's so pointless, because you're not being present with the people that you're with. You're with friends texting more friends, and it's a constant cycle of that. And I think it's just important just to be with the people and the environment that you're with.
What I've noticed, right, is when I go out with people, specifically people who say I don't really know that well, I don't use my phone. I've noticed that they mimic me. They don't use their phone. Their phone's pinging. Yeah. Because I've not gone for my phone, they will feel rude if they get their phone out. So literally, yeah, they go a whole day and I do not see them even check their phone because I've not checked my phone. And it's funny because if I did check my phone, they would then check their phone. Speaking about, I don't believe addiction. I believe addiction is not the thing you're addicted to. It's the ability to control your nerve compulsions in your brain and then fulfill with them to get that feeling, to then get that feeling again. For example, people who smoke cigarettes, people who eat crisps, people who watch porn, people who whatever. There's people who can literally just stop like that. The same substance. People who can, I think we spoke about this last actually. People who can... who can't say no. And it all comes down to, if you think about something and give your brain that reward, it's going to go, okay, well, if I think about it, I'm going to get the reward again. And so you keep thinking about it, you keep giving yourself the reward. And the more you do it, it's this vicious circle. And I used to eat a load of crisps. That's because every time I walk past the crisp drawer, my thoughts triggered crisps. And so I know it will stay in my head until I eat crisps. To the point where I'd eat like 5 a day. So over the last, say, 4 months, I told my mum, do not buy crisps. And I've gone months and months and months without eating crisps. My phone, I now put my phone in my podcast room rather than my bedroom, because if it's in my bedroom and I'm lying down, it's so easy just to grab it. If I've got to go up around the corridor to get my phone, it becomes a bit of an effort. So you think, fuck it. And then what I have realized is that by not giving my brain that immediate response when I think about phone, Tinder, whatever, your brain doesn't get that feeling. It's almost like starving yourself of a flu by not eating. If the flu realizes that you're not going to eat, the flu will just die out. So that's that feeling of, I do not need to go on my phone. It's just a thought, because you've always done it. That thought kicking in of thought reward. If the dog doesn't know, if the dog knows you're not going to throw him the bone, he's not going to come up to you with the bone. And so now this addiction of my phone, thinking about something to do on my phone, it's slowly dying down like it was when I was 21. Because from that point onwards, I just sort of realized that I'm enlightened to now go back to life. And I realized, no, it is a constant. The next part of this podcast will be released very soon. Make sure you have subscribed and notifications are turned on. Stay tuned, everyone.